Okay. Says in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Ba'aba Prokol Nidon Pesach Ala Tvua Tzeres Al Persa Ilon Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Olam Over Lefanav Kibnei Morei. So the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah has a different tzura to it than the other types of Yemei Adin. The other ones is straightforward Yom Adin Pesach Ala Tvua Tzeres Persa Ilon Rosh Hashanah Chag Ala Mayim Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Olam Oivin Lefanav Kibnei Maron. So there's a mashal here that everyone in the world passes by in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Bnei Maron, which really it needs to be understood. It's a different type of din, and the element of this din is that everyone passes by. Kivnei Maron, the Gemara gives three different explanations for what the word Maron could mean, and all of them mean more or less single file. That's more or less what it means. Different descriptions of soldiers, sheep, and a very narrow passageway, but bottom line is the single file that they go through. And the Gemara does say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done everyone one by one. So what is this type of din over here? We also understand that the other elements of Tvua, Peros, and Mayim are all elements that are necessary for life. So people are being judged if they have what it takes to get them water, tvua, etc. Here you have a din, which is whether the person deserves to exist. This is talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's Zikaron Liyom Rishon. It's something where Adam was created, and it's not a question of how much you deserve. It's like the difference between deciding how much a person is going to earn versus whether you want to keep the person as an employee. It's two very different types of cheshbonos. How much a person earns depends on how much input is his work in the firm. How much is he adding value to the firm? Whether you fire or hire a person really depends on whether or not he fits the job. It's a much deeper sense of it. It's not just quantity, how much is the person adding, you know, he's getting $40,000 and the value that he's adding to the company is $50,000 or $20,000, but rather, do we need a person like that? Is he a good controller for the firm or not? Is he a good research and development person? Is he the research relevant? So the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is going to be not only on schusim and how many schusim and therefore how much rain. Even if you decide on zero rain, which would kill a person, Chas V'Shalom, it will also be a sort of how much. I could make a decision, you're doing accounting in the firm, since the amount of hours you put on is worth about zero. So that's also a way of saying how much you're worth, but there's a different way of saying you're not an accountant. The firm doesn't need any more an accountant. There's no room for an accountant. So Rosh Hashanah is a different type of din in terms of, does the person fit the bill of Tzuras Adam? That's going to be the din of Rosh Hashanah as opposed to the other Yemei HaDin. So if we ask ourselves, what is the fundamental Tzuras Adam that we're talking about? What is something about Tzuras Adam that if we can pinpoint a Nakuda that is uniquely Adam, and is going to make a decision, are you fulfilling the role of Adam or not? What's going to be that? So we know Adam has Bechira, and that's we know Adam is Lahavina Lahaskil, we know that also. But Adam is Selim Elokim. And if we're to ask ourselves, what is the core description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we were to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Adam would be considered the core, would be considered the reflection, the mirror image, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Echad, and we say about Adam that Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, Mishnah Sanhedrin, L'lametchash L'kam Avid Nefesh Achas, we call Mekai Nefesh Achas, famous Mishnah, and Lefikach Chayev Kol Echad Vechad Loima B'Shvili Nivra Oilam. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the feature of Adam that most likely makes him, that most closely makes him Tzelem Elokim, it would be Yechidi. As a matter of fact, that image was so close that there was a Mako Michshol, and it says, I am Yechidi in Al-Yoinim, he's Yechidi in Tachtoinim, and people are going to say, what's the difference? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split us into two. So the Etzem Tzuras Adam that makes him most like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid. I want to sharpen that point in terms of, what's the right word for it, in terms of the understanding of what is it that makes him the same. Whenever you speak, Ramchal says it in Das Tfunis in some ways, whenever you speak of something like Chachma and Bina, so we're speaking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So when we speak about Chachmasa Yisbarach, if it's infinite, then whatever we have in terms of Chachma, yes, we are smarter than the animals. We're much smarter than the animals. But it has no shaykhis to Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's really, we're much, much closer to the animal's Chachma than we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. That's Pashit. When we speak about even Bechira, we're pretty encumbered in many ways, and therefore we are not, we have a Bechira, we have a level Bechira, but we have a limited range of things. But when you talk about Yechidus, you're talking about a negative description. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. So we are the only one. Adam was one and only one. He was unique. And that is something which I can be medame. In other words, if I say, you know, let's say there's a hugely wealthy man somewhere, and I don't have much money, but so I can't compare my wealth to his. But if I say I'm the only person in town here who has more than he needs to live on, then he's the only person in his city like that, we can compare that. Because whenever you're talking about unique, you're talking about a quality that's the exclusion of something, and in that way it's properly excluded. So we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Yachid, and Adam in a certain sense being Yachid. And I would like to understand in what way is Adam Yachid in the sense of comparing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that he's the only person around doesn't really mean much. It would be like saying that if I happen to have only one pencil, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I only have one pencil. That's absurd. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened to have dropped one Adam into the Bria. Great, but there would very, very soon be many Adams. So what's the point? What does it mean when we speak of Adam as being Yachid? It says that the same Mishnah says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tevea Kam Matveyas B'Chaisim Echad. Melech Malchem Amlochim is Tevea Kol Adam B'Chaisim Echad Mishnah Ven Echad Doi Melech Haveroi. That every person is unique vis-a-vis the other person, that is some element of being unique. Because everything in this world is part of a set. And there are dogs. No two dogs are 100% alike, but they are much more alike as dogs than they're separate, because this one has a stripe here, a stripe there. The stripes are really not material. And therefore, I can appropriately speak of a group and this being part of it. Masha'ein Cain, Adam, everyone's day is different, everyone's sense of things is different, and therefore they are certainly appropriately called Yachid. So that is one element. But I think it goes much deeper than that. The Rambam says, when he describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, our core emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first point, once he describes a primary existing entity, he says, and Nimtzeis, that created everything else, he says, if everything were to disappear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence would not be affected one whit. But on the opposite, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be imagined as disappearing, nothing else could exist. So the first half of that equation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not dependent on anything else. There is no one or nothing else, mitzvahs, averis, people, malchus, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is totally not independent. So Yachid means that his existence is not at all dependent on anything else. That is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichidus. Taking it to Adam, we would also say that Adam's existence as Adam is that he's an independent entity in terms of who he is. And therefore, Bechira is really a branch out of this Nekuda. If a person were not to have Bechira, then I would be dependent on some sort of pre-program. And animals, you can know exactly how an animal will act, because if you know how its mind functions, how dog mind functions. We once had a raccoon over here that was stuck in the house somewhere between the two floors and was driving everybody crazy. And we called a person who deals with these things, and he said what he's going to do. He said exactly how the raccoon is going to act, and it was exactly the way he predicted to the button, because it's a mechanism, and if you have the mechanism figured out, you can play the game. So anytime if Bechira is a form of independence, so Lamashal, if an animal has been hit by somebody a few times, the animal will always attack the person, run away from the person, do something like that. A person can say to himself, no, I don't like this person, I don't care for the person, but I need to act in a way that's different. I can act independently of whatever has gone on before, or and so on. So the midah of a person, of yechidi, is a core, or the core midah of the person, because it reflects a core description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it also it interprets itself in a way that gives a person that bechira. Even the person's level of understanding and das is not a side dish. Like, it's very nice, we have, a lion is strong, a cheetah is quick, and we're smart. Being smart, having chachma das, means that we can make a decision that's independent of a program. An animal works by instinct and is pre-programmed as such. So whatever events happen to this particular dog, that's exactly how it will do it. The dog is not capable of thinking through, reflecting on himself, which is the core of Das, and saying to himself, you know, these things might have happened, and I might be in the mood to bite this guy, but I think I won't. There's no such dog. The dog's mind is always... A good dog mind is able to absorb stimulus more quickly, notice that this guy's out to hit him, run away from him, attack him, but that's it. His actions are always determined by the input. There is no input independent of the stimuli and the previous experience, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he put Adam into the world, he made him Yechidi. Adam was Chayteh. It says, "Vehema bikshu cheshbonos rabim." As soon as they became a few, many, Adam and Chava, they were chayte because they lost the sense of yichidus. In what was supposed to have been a zivuk that would return yichidus to the world, it didn't. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to pick the avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected the one characteristic that would return Tzuras Adam. And it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Habitu al Avram Avichem. The parasha starts, Shimo lai roit fitzai vaksh Hashem. Listen to me, all those people who are searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Emes. Habitu al Tzur Chutzavtem. Take a look at where you come from. Habita Avram Avichem v'alsot chalalchem. Look at Avram, who's your father, and Sarah, who gave birth to you. Ki echad krosiv. I called him echad. V'avarchei v'arbeu. And then I made him, then I was marbehim. In other words, the description of Avram. There are other pshatim in the pasuk here, but I'm saying Avram's godless was that Avram's godless was that he was one, and that's his core description. There's another pasuk like that in Yecheskel, which is almost a dialogue on this theme. Ben Adam, the people sitting on these churbanos in Klal Yisrael are saying, Echad Avram, Avram was only one, and he was Yerush Haaretz. Vanachnu Rabim, we're many people. We certainly should be Yerush Haaretz Yisrael. In other words, you shouldn't. Why is it fair that Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave him the land, and he's only right. So Yecheskel says also they have this vikuach, and they say, you know, Avram was only one, and he got the Eretz Yisrael. We're many. Some learn pshat, machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, where the pshat is he had only one mitzvah, was only one person, and we have many, many more, and so on. So they're coming to argue ki'ilu, and the pasuk is almost saying that Avram was one, and that was his maila. He was a yachid. Yitzchak is described in the pasuk as bincha yichidcha. In other words, Yitzchak was the only one. He's not a brother to Yishmael, but rather he is yachid. And on Yaakov it says vayivase Yaakov levado. So Chazal say that. That Yaakov Avinu, that Tzadikim Adoyme, Takadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, just like by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says V'niska V'Hashem Levadei by Yoimahu, so too Yaakov Avinu was Vayivas Yaakov Levadei. So Yaakov and Esav had a certain chibur, And as long as that chibur existed, Yaakov did not find himself. Yaakov was not in any way, he was a tzaddik, but he didn't come to his own until he became levadai. Levadai doesn't mean separated, it means no shayches to Esav. He did it by, it says Esav offered to accompany him, and he told Esav to bug off. He does not want to have that accompaniment. So the others themselves, if you to look at, each one had his own unique midah, whether chesed or gvura or emes or teferes, whatever you want to call it. But the common denominator was that each one was a yachid, and that's what he brought to it. And finally, the Ramban says, by Matan Torah, he says, "Banochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha." So why is it Lashon Yachid? So Ramban writes, "Lehazik kol yachid mehem yonish ala mitzvus." He's warning them that each and everyone will be punished. Ki im kol echad yedabe. He's speaking with each one individually. Ul kol echad yitzave, and each one is being given the mitzvus. Shelo yachshivu ke'acher roi v'yelech v'yachid natzimem. Don't think that Shproch goes after the rove and the yachid will be nitzal. V'yivayla moishas ha'kavanen, and so on. So I want to touch on this point a little bit. We know that Torah was given only to Klal Yisrael. And we know that every single Dovah Toiv that is mentioned is for Klal Yisrael. And many of the parashas apply only when there's a klal. Vayim Shemaya applies when you have klal Yisrael or Artsam and so on. So it's not doesn't seem to be 100% like it. And the answer is the klal Yisrael is when each and every yachid retains his yichidus and they work together, meaning. And let's now describe a little bit what we're talking about in the core midah on a practical level of yichidus, and I'll understand it in this context. When a person does something because he's dependent on someone else's approval, welcome, a normal person does what normal people do because they want to be part of society. That's a very normal impulse. But in as much as that's my motivation for Ruchnius, it's not the Tzur of a Yochid. It's true, if we take an honest look at ourselves, both in terms of Averis and Mitzvahs, the Mitzvahs we do most and the Averis we do most are the ones that everyone else does. People speak Lashon Hara, not because they think that it's mutter, it's because everyone does it, and it's normal. Very few people will eat Befehes and Yom Kippur Chas V'Shalom because nobody does it. And there's the sense of, a lot of who we are and what we are is dependent on everyone else. I remember I was once sitting in Los Angeles. I was there once, many years ago. I was sitting in a shul, and behind me was a person who had come from New York, a Hamashid from Borough Park, wherever it was. And in Borough Park, they daven Ma'ariv late. They never daven Ma'ariv. Or there's no such thing as early Ma'ariv in the weekdays. And Minchah also daven late. But Ma'ariv for sure, like before 72 minutes, there's not even half a minute to have Ma'ariv minyan. In Los Angeles, in the shul, it was a typical out-of-town minyan. We did Mincha Ma'ariv, you know, before the Shkia and after Shkia. So they finished Mincha right before the Shkia. The Rav said a Mishnah for a minute or two. And they did a Kaddish, and they started doing Ma'ariv. This person sitting behind me, and he gets very, very upset. And he says, what kind of doing Ma'ariv is it? Before the Zman, a Shanda, a Charpa, he was muttering, like, for half a Ma'ariv, he was saying kind of all sorts of things about whatever. Okay. The next night, he was there also, and when the Rav started doing the Mishnah, he started looking at his clock impatiently when they're going to start Dari Ma'ariv already. like he had adjusted within one ma'ariv. He had gone from a shandan carpet to like let's get going. It's true. We tend to do things as it's a midah that has its place, but on the other hand, if that becomes who we are and what we are, then we certainly are not living up to our metzias. In the three times of the year when Kadosh Baruch Hu is down us on Tvu, on Mayim, on Peros, that's how many good things we do, how many bad things we do. There's no real, if a person does mitzvahs and he doesn't do averis, no matter what the motivation is, for normal din, that's fine. That's not a problem. But on Rosh Hashanah is the day when Adam is created, and b'meila kol boy olam even lefanav kibnei marin means that they all pass by as individuals. The din is, can you walk it if you have to walk it yourself and you're not supported by the crowd? Yes, if you're pushed with the crowd, you move, but can you walk the walk yourself? And that's a Yom HaDin on the Etzem Tzuras Adam. Adam is called a Chai in the fact that he's Misna'eya, the fact that he walks, the fact that he's moving. And the question is, do you move yourself, or are you moved with the waves of people? Are you part of a wave, or do you walk yourself? It's a perspective on a cheshbon nefesh in a certain quality of what we do. I guess, in a sense, an advantage of living away from a mainstream of a Torah world to living out of town, and so on. It's difficult because it's difficult to do things that no one else is doing. I once had a chava of mine who lived in that service, a good younger man in Yerushalayim. Parnasa was an issue, and he went to Los Angeles, not to the main area, but to some far-flung area where Kollel paid him very well to learn there. 2 years later, he was back. He asked him, what happened? Did you get rituals? And he said, no. So he said, so why'd you leave? He said, in a place where by reading three lines of Gemara, I'm a major Talmud Chacham, I stopped having an incentive to learn a Ktzos. Like, what's the point of it? I mean, I'm a major league Talmud Chacham by reading two or three lines of Gemara. So I began to shrivel up because I had no stimulus to learn. That's an expression of our failings when we are Yechidim. The flip side of it is that in as much as a person is able to stand on his own 2 feet when without a tzibur, without a very supportive tzibur, a person is embodying the musik of Yechidus, of Echrei Avram, of Ayavas Yaakov Levadoi. It's not a maila midatoiva that enhances, like you did it with a nisayin of number 8. I did it with a nisayin that was a 10, because it's much deeper than that. I expressed something that's at the core of Tzuras Adam. The things that I do where I'm myself, I'm not tagging along on somebody, I'm not at somebody's heels, I'm not following the crowd, I'm doing it, I'm starting from no place. Avram's core midah, if we're talking about Avram's midah, he was Ivri. The whole world was on one side, Eva, no, he was the other side. He was a Yachid. Echad krasiv. The core mile of the others was that each and every one of them was who he was and did what he did because it started with himself. His own recognition, his own profound recognition that this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. Torah was given to us as a klal yisrael of individuals who are motivated and to do what they do on their own. In other words, I'm doing it because I'm doing it, and the Klal Yisrael is a tzibur of people who are yechidim. It's an incredible merger of two almost opposite kochos. we retain our yechidus, and that's why each and every person is different, and each and every person has his own tafkid, and yet we can act together for Kvod Shemayim. And that's really the incredible Surah of Klal Yisrael. But on Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin much bigger, much deeper than the other Yom HaDin. The other Yom HaDin are just schusim for particular things, and that's what we need in Am. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a question on the Tzuras Adam himself. Is a person living up to who he is as Adam? And that is expressed in the Midah of Yechidus. And the way in which we realize Yechidus is the measure of how much of what we do is affected by public approval, public support, or general public engagement in it. That's the measure of a person's yechidus. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us as a core midah, because that's the closest to Tzel Malakim that we'll ever get, is that we act independent of any peer pressure, approval, help or anything. We do it because we mark it that it's the emes, because it's the emes. And then that's called that kol bo'elim oivrim lefanav. Each and every person has to, on his own two feet, make his own way lifnei Hashem. Be'ez Hashem, I mean, you people out there, you know, doing that in your setting, and everybody in his own cheshbon nefesh, we know where we're weak and where we're strong in it. It's a very central point on Rosh Hashanah to focus on that, and Be'ez Hashem to be oymed bedin, and to be zeichet to good year Be'ez Hashem, and a lot of atzlach in everything you do. Okay, a good gebenchiar. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, beseda. Take care.